Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you to hopefully help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And maybe the spoken word isn't for you. Maybe you need to read it and to help you find the positivity. And I got just the thing for you. It's my book called The Positive Perspective. That's right, my book. It's available on Amazon, or you can get it directly from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. And there you can also get a personalized copy. And for the rest of this month, I'm including stickers and magnets and coasters and whatever else I can throw into that package if you get a personalized book. So check it out, bepositivepodcast.com. Let's see, what else? As you could probably tell, today's podcast is a mobile podcast because I just felt like talking to you for a few minutes and dropping a little bit of information on you. But if you're like me or just about every other human being on the planet, every once in a while you're like, what's it all for? What am I doing this for? I get up, I do the same thing every day, I go through life. You know, you brush your teeth the same every day, you get dressed the same way, you go to the same job, you eat the same meals every month, and you know, your life doesn't change, and you get stuck in this rut, and you start wondering, what's it all for? What's the purpose? What's the reason? Well, the reason has to be defined by you. I can't tell you what the reason for life is. I know what it is for me. Is to try to enjoy every moment and share positivity and help the world to be a better place and help people to find happiness in their own minds. But you have to find your own happiness and your own purpose. And that comes with doing different things, because if you get stuck and you feel like that and you start asking yourself, why? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? You feel like you're in Groundhog Day doing the same thing every day, every week, every month, every year, and things don't change and your life doesn't change. There's that saying that I've heard from people before that nothing will change until you do. And how do you go about that? Well, you got to step into that river of change. You have to try different stuff. So I just saw a phrase that really stuck in my mind. And it's like this. It says, I don't want you to be afraid of fear or change, but I do want you to be afraid of regret. Don't be afraid of fear or change, but be terrified of regret. Because if you're thinking of doing something different and you say, you know what, I am going to try something different. I'm going to go out on a limb and do something I wouldn't normally do because I think I want to do it. I want to try it. And you think about it, you do it. And if you don't do it, you're going to experience that regret for never trying. And there'll be that question, could I have succeeded? Could I have done it? Could I have changed that job? Could I have been happier if I gotten out of that relationship and not just tolerated it? Could I be a healthier person if I stopped drinking so much and started taking better care of my body? Could I enjoy life more if I stopped looking for all the negative stuff and stopped trying to be so positive and just tried to be less negative? And you're never going to change your life if you don't change your thoughts and change the actions. You never hear someone who's on their deathbed or they're dying saying, wow, I really regret trying this thing and really sorry that I actually did this crazy thing in my life. No. What they say is, well, I wish I had more time to do this, or I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have opened up to my family and been closer with my family. I wish I would have taken better care of my body. I wish, I wish, I wish. And those wishes are dreams, and those are ideas and thoughts that were never acted upon. And those turn into regret. So I don't want you to be afraid of change. I don't want you to be afraid to step into that river of change, to try something different, to be uncomfortable, but to follow through with an idea or a thought or a passion of yours and give it a whirl. Because you may fail. You may fail twice. You may fail 5 times. You may fail 100 times. But if you keep trying and keep pursuing your thoughts and your dreams, you will succeed. one way or another, you will find a way to get through and to get to the other side of that goal or dream or thought that you have. And then that's where the joy really comes in, is when you make that accomplishment and you follow through with who you really are in life. And like Winston Churchill said, never give up. I think it was him that said that, right? Never give up. I don't know. I'm just, that rings in my head quite often. I don't usually give up, and I push myself, maybe sometimes too hard, but that's okay. Because it's my life. It's one life. I only get to live it once. And I'm going to do it to the fullest. And on my last days on earth, I'm not going to have any regrets. I refuse to live with regrets. So don't be afraid of fear, but be terrified of regret. All right. Well, that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Do that thing that you're thinking about. Take that chance. Try something different. Put your pants on a different leg at a time. Start instead of your right leg, do your left leg. I don't know. Do something totally out there. Brush your teeth with your left hand. I don't know. But do something different to shake it up, to keep you alert, so you get out of that rat race. You get out of that Groundhog Day feel of your life and try something new, even if it's very little, minuscule. Take a different way to work. Be nice to someone who you've been mean to. Whatever it is, just try it and see how your life will change for the better. And it'll feed on itself, I promise. That's all I got. Don't forget, grab a copy of the book. Grab a personalized copy and you get all kinds of extra goodies. Go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com. And if you get a chance, check out the Magic Mind stuff. It's really unbelievable. I really stand behind it. I take it every day now. Go to magicmind.com/bepositive. Use the code bepositive20 and get 20% off your first order. It's pretty nice of them to do that. I appreciate that, you guys. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.